conversation around this table about sort of letting everybody get what they need, but try and avoid the duplication, work collaboratively, not be bumping into each other unnecessarily. As you know, I have another experience working with you where you've expressed similar sentiments, and I want to call it out because it's what we need more of. So thank you again. Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Scott Gregory. I'm Assistant Secretary over Geospatial Information Systems and the State Geographic Information Officer at Technology Agency. So he's right. It's what we're developing statewide is a comprehensive methodology for us to be able to point to authoritative data and content statewide, with the target audience being government, citizens, and business, really exposing the rich data content that the state's developed to the folks that have primarily funded it, the taxpayer. We're very excited about this, and the partnership will really be a marriage between science and the partnership between Technology Agency and many of the other organizations, 90 plus, that we're coordinating with. This is being done in cooperation with the Governor's Office of Planning and Research to develop this comprehensive approach for the state.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let me cut to the chase. Does anybody have a problem with the proposal?
Mr. Chair, if we could just express a concern or two.
Yes.
We believe that we're in complete sympathy or complete agreement with the goal of avoiding duplication in state IT projects. We're just not certain that this statutory language is necessary, given the mission. One of the prime missions of the Technology Agency is to prevent duplication and to promote coordination in IT projects. That's basically it.
Got it. I think what I will say is, you know, the only thing better than some commitment and goodwill, which has been evidenced, is some commitment and goodwill that's buttoned down by some language. So with the concern expressed, my only ask, and it's a personal one, I'm not going to make it part of the formal request, but to folks at Ocean Protection Council, folks at Fish and Game, and folks who are responsible for the larger effort, I have a particular interest in aquaculture, fish farming, which we did some work on back in 2006 with then Secretary Chrisman. Mm-hmm. There's legislation on the books. California has now one of the most rigorous sort of protocols for folks who pursue coastal fish farming. I would just ask you to keep that in mind as you're pulling your data together, because while it has not become a big deal off the coast of California, one of the things that I think was smart about taking the move we did back in 2006 was we were trying to get ahead of a problem that we anticipated might occur. And so I hope that your data sets will be mindful of that as well. I know that it's just one of a myriad of issues you're going to be taking a look at, but I've got you here. I wanted to take the opportunity to put in a plug for that particular piece.
Understood.
I think I will ask for a motion, unless there's anybody else who needs to speak on this item. Quickly.
Reed Addis on behalf of the Ocean Conservancy in support of the staff recommendation.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion to approve the trailer bill language?
So moved.
Motion by Lowenthal. Please call the roll.
Senator Smidian?
Aye.
Senator Fuller?
No.
Senator Lowenthal?
Aye.
2-1. Measure passes. Thank you very much. And I think, does that complete Fish and Game? Well, we still have some other items later in the agenda, so hold that thought after we get past Tahoe. That takes us to Commission on State Mandates. And who's coming up on these items? Anyone from the Department of Finance? Now, could I ask the members of the public who are here to listen carefully? And do I need to speak up? Is that what I'm? No. All right. How many of you are here for the mandate items? Show of hands. Okay. Senator Fuller and Senator Lowenthal here again. I don't want to cut off a conversation that you may want to have. That being said, I want to indicate where the chair would like to go with these, which is. And I'm sure some of you would like to tell the chair where to go with these, actually. But we're in an unusual circumstance. Let me turn to the staff and make sure I have this right, which is that the suspension of mandates gets heard in other subcommittees. What we have in front of us is a request for language from the administration that would actually effectuate the repeal in law of the mandates. Okay, we're clear on that. LAO, am I still on track here? All right. The chair is disinclined to act favorably on any of these items. All of these items require a repeal in statutory language because they were adopted, as I understand it, in statute, in, as far as I know, in each case, by legislation that moved through the policy process and went to the appropriate policy committee at the time. LAO, do I have my facts right? Department of Finance, do I have my facts right, or did I miss one or two of these that went through some other process?
With the exception of one of the items that's listed, the others are all included in the trailer bill, but the personal alarm devices are not currently included as
right.
trailer bill.
So there's no legislative action requested on that item in any event. So we're looking at the four where legislative action has been requested. Colleagues, I have expressed my concern previously about essentially undoing what was quite a deliberative process, whether I agree or disagree, undoing what was a pretty deliberative process in the policy process through budget language. I understand that there's sometimes a borderline call about what is or isn't policy and what is or isn't budget, but in this case, all four of these items are items that were clearly evaluated as policy proposals in their day and age, and simply moving through the budget process put them aside. So the chair's inclination is to simply call for a motion to reject. I do want to let the Department of Finance make its case on this one. And if there is public testimony, I'm going to ask for it. But the folks who have waited for a very long period of time might remember the admonition to take yes for an answer, or in this case, take no for an answer if that's the answer you're looking for, if it turns out that's where the committee is headed. Senator Lowenthal.
Yeah, I'd need some clarification. If we repealed, say, for example, the local coastal plans, would that not highly centralize the process and get rid of all local actions, and everything would be then decided by the coastal commission?
Means there would be no local coastal plans.
That's right. That's what we're doing. We're getting rid of. I mean, there are tremendous implications in this that I just need to understand. I'm in agreement with you, but I want to understand if we repealed it instead of when it's suspended, which it regularly is. What does that do to the relationship between local coastal agencies, local communities, and the state on planning?
Why don't I now say, Department of Finance, now that I've rained all over the parade in advance of your arrival, why don't you introduce yourselves again and tell the committee what the proposal is here and what on the four items, to the point that's already been made, that where legislative approval would be required.
Thank you, Senator. Randall Ward, Department of Finance. As I think you've described fairly effectively, the proposals before you to repeal or make permissive, and there are 32 of them in the trailer bill, are a subset of a number of mandates that had been suspended for many years. Subsequent to the passage of Prop 1A, as you're well aware, the legislature has to make a choice on an annual basis either to fund or suspend these mandates. And it has chosen to suspend these mandates and I would say with regard to the majority of these mandates, they've just been suspended for multiple years.
Yeah, but the question that I asked is, what is the impact in terms of the relationship between local government and now the coastal? Are all decisions going to be made now by the Coastal Commission on land use?
Thank you. Keith Gemeinder with Finance. It's our understanding that we have heard that would be an unintended consequence of the repeal of the mandate.
That's right.
All right. Any other questions, Senator Lowenthal?
No.
Senator Fuller, do you have any questions?
No, I would echo the concern. I can understand that it might be a suspension item, but I think even that is a little far out in a budget bill, in that it's difficult to understand all the policy implications without having a policy committee. To incorporate a repeal, and I was for half of them and I wasn't for half of them, but just the same, to incorporate the repeal of legislative action in a budget trailer bill, I just think is absolutely wrong.
Okay. You seem to have a consensus developing. Now, for those of you who would like to testify, I really do not want to cut off your testimony. That being said, I think you have a pretty good sense of where the committee is about to head. If you would like to come up and tell us your position, please come up and tell us your position. You might want to just say you support the direction of the committee or you oppose the direction of the committee.
Oh, not everybody.
But again, the sooner we conclude the testimony, the sooner we can get to a vote, which so please identify yourself.
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw. I'm here not as a professional advocate, but as a father of a little boy who took his morning nap in 1988 and didn't wake up from it. He was 3.5 months old. Take the admonition of the chair. I've drafted the boat ride bills. There are 5 of them that are in law. And I could go into detail, but I know how to count votes, I think. And Chairman, I thank you very much. I'll be here to answer any questions that you have about the SITS program or why we have first responder training. It's essential. I won't belabor that now. We can discuss that at a policy hearing in the future. Thank you very much, Chairman and members.
Thank you. Next witness, please.
Jim Lights, on behalf of the California Airports Council, we agree with the direction of the committee as it relates to the Airport Land Use Commission proposed repeal. We do think the state has a role in ensuring that local governments take a special look at development projects that might affect the operations of aviation nearby. Thank you.
Next witness, thank you very much for being here, and thank you for your patience and a long day.
Good evening. Kiara Ross on behalf of the League of California Cities, and we're strongly supportive of where the committee is going on the repeal of the local coastal program mandate. We think the effects of that could just be devastating at the local level.
Thanks so much. Next witness.
Andrew Antwi on behalf of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. We support the chair's predisposition on the mandate issue. We hope the members of the subcommittee follow the chair in that regard. We think the policy implications of eliminating the statute for airport land use commissions are vast, and it's a very important safety function that these commissions perform.
Thank you very much.
We think the committee is a better place for that.
Thank you. Next witness.
Hi, I'm Christy Metropole from Stray Cat Alliance, and I'm here representing 20,000 people who have signed our petition about the Hayden repeal, and we really applaud you for hopefully not repealing, and all those people back there who raised their hand were all here.
Tell you what, if you'd like to stand up so that we can recognize you.
We all flew up, and we're very passionate about this.
Thank you, and truly, if you want to testify, you want to be heard, but I think your silence is quite eloquent, and the half hour that you give back to yourselves and to all of us will be much appreciated. Thank you. Next witness.
Roxanne Miller, representing the Mayor City Council San Jose. We share what has already been said. We thank this committee for their wisdom.
Thank you.
Ed Behrens on behalf of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, and we support your position on the elimination of local coastal plans.
Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses who would like to testify? All right. Well, I want to thank the members of the public who came from great distances in many cases and who spent a long day waiting to get to this moment. Do we have a motion to reject? We have a motion from Senator Fuller to reject the trailer bill. Is there any further debate or discussion? If not, then I'll ask that the staff call the roll.
Senator Smidian?
Aye.
Senator Fuller?
Aye.
Senator Lowenthal?
Aye.
The motion to reject passes 3-0. Trailer bill language is rejected. Thank you very much. Members, I believe, let me check with staff, that means we have completed all the business of the day. Senator Lowenthal, thank you. Senator Fuller, thank you. Senator Fuller, I know you had a particularly long day rolling from one committee to the next, but thank you as well to members of the public. Finance, LAO, appreciate it. Look forward to our next meeting. Okay. Take care. Without objection, we are adjourned.